What do Texas Republicans want to see accomplished? It's March 8th, 2024, and these are your headlines. All right, this is going to be sort of a special edition. You know, we've already had the elections this week, and certainly there's a lot of talk about what happened earlier this week, what's going to happen in the runoffs, even looking forward to November. So the question is it too early then to be talking about 2025 when the legislature returns? Well, I don't think so. And certainly we did hear what Republicans in Texas want to see the legislature accomplish this week when they approved overwhelmingly 13 ballot propositions on the Republican Party of Texas's ballot. If you voted in the Republican primary, you saw these. These are questions, yes or no. They're not binding, but essentially these are poll questions used to help guide the party's platform and priorities as we start to head into the next legislative session. Of course, there'll be a lot of discussion about this when the Republican Party of Texas holds its convention in May. And so let's go through that list, talk a little bit about what Republican voters say they want to see happen when the legislature reconvenes. Number one, first proposition that was passed was on property taxes. It says Texas should eliminate all property taxes without increasing Texans' overall tax burden. 77.7% voted yes on that, with 22.3% voting no. Again, this is an overwhelming majority of Republican voters saying that they want to see the Texas legislature go even farther when it comes to property taxes. Now, we did talk a lot about property taxes during this last legislative session when the legislature had a $31, $32, $33 billion surplus, and eventually you only had a small amount of that number, less than half, actually going to new property tax relief. Texans, Republicans specifically in Texas, are saying they've had enough. They want to see the legislature move towards a plan to actually eliminate property taxes. And the second proposition should surprise nobody who's paying attention. That's on border security. It says Texas should create a border protection unit and deploy additional state law enforcement and military forces to seal the border, to use physical force to prevent illegal entry and trafficking, and to deport illegal aliens to Mexico or to their nations of origin. 90.61%, so about 91% of Texas Republican voters said they want to see this happen. Now, there was legislation to create a border protection unit, which has been essentially a state version of Border Patrol. That legislation was authored by State Representative Matt Schaefer. It was killed in the House by Speaker Dade Phelan when he sided with Democrats to kill it. Even since then, we've seen that the state has tried to fill in the gap with continuing to do Operation Lone Star with DPS and the National Guard as well. But Texas Republicans saying they want to see a dedicated border protection unit on Texas's southern border. The third proposition deals with E-Verify. It says the Texas legislature should require the use of E-Verify by all employers in Texas to protect jobs for legal workers by preventing the hiring of illegal aliens. 89.9% of Texas Republicans said they want to see this happen. Again, an overwhelming majority saying they want to see work done to stop the illegal immigration that Texas is seeing. The fourth proposition was similar. This deals specifically with magnets, saying that the legislature should end all subsidies in public services, including in-state college tuition and enrollment in public schools for illegal aliens. Unfortunately, in this case, legislation to end in-state tuition benefits for illegal aliens, and this was approved, by the way, 87.6%, this particular plank, it was filed in the Texas House, wasn't filed in the Senate, but in the Texas House, it never got a hearing. And so this is something Texas Republicans say they want to see happen. Also related, and you'll see that several of these, if you remember from your ballot, are tied together, a number of them dealing with illegal immigration. The fifth one is amnesty, against amnesty, saying that Texas urges the United States Congress not to grant any form of amnesty or pathway to legalization for illegal aliens. 83.3% of Republican voters in Texas agreed with that proposition. Moving on, you have the sixth proposition, protecting the Guard, stating that the legislature should prohibit the deployment of the Texas National Guard to a foreign conflict unless Congress first formally declares war. 83.9% of voters agreeing with that.
Why get your news from people who don't share your values? Get news stories from Texas Scorecard. We provide real news for real Texans. Go to texasscorecard.com today.
And seventh, gold and silver. The Texas legislature should establish authority within the Texas State Comptroller's Office to administer access to gold and silver through the Texas Bullion Depository for use as legal tender. 76.5% of Republican voters agreed with that. And this is something that you have seen some lawmakers, probably most notably Representative Mark DeRazio from the San Antonio area, has championed. He's actually written a commentary about this issue at Texas Scorecard. He had filed legislation during this last session. This is something the Republican voters, again, say they want to see happen. The eighth deals with medical freedom, trying to build on some of the gains on this issue that we've seen in recent years. And it says that the state of Texas should ensure that Texans are free to give or to withhold consent for any vaccine without coercion. 91.6% approved this proposition. When it comes to the vaccine mandates legislation we have seen in this last legislative session, it specifically deals with COVID vaccine mandates. And so while there is progress there, those who are advocates for medical freedom are saying that we need to expand this so that it doesn't just apply to one virus, that this applies to any vaccine without coercion. Nine is closing the primaries. Republican Party of Texas should restrict voting in the Republican primary to only registered Republicans. 72.75% of Republicans say they want to see this happen. Interestingly, this is the one that received the lowest amount of support, and yet you still have over two-thirds of Republicans who voted in the primary saying that they want to see this happen, especially in light of when we have seen in some races Republicans have courted Democrats to co-vote in their race. You saw an example of this. It wasn't a primary, but you certainly saw an example of this with the open race for House District 2, the special election runoff, which is open to both parties. It's an open race, but you did see in that case Democrats voting for a Republican candidate in Jill Dutton during that open House race. The 10th proposition is prosecuting election fraud, saying the Texas Constitution should be amended to restore authority to the Texas Attorney General to prosecute election crimes. 89.36% Republicans say they agree with that. And they also said this by replacing three members of the Court of Criminal Appeals, all three that were up for re-election, based largely on this point. This was a big story. This is something that the Attorney General has been very vocal about. And you have seen three of those incumbents now who ruled that the AG does not have the authority to go after voter fraud, that instead it should be left up to local district attorneys, who in many cases are Soros-backed candidates in large counties. It should be up to them as to whether or not they prosecute election crimes. Republican voters have disagreed with that, and 89.4% say that they want to see changes to the Constitution to put that in more clearly into writing. The 11th proposition deals with school choice, saying Texas parents should have the right to select schools, whether public or private, for their children, and the funding should follow the student. 79.5% saying they agree with that. And again, another one that was certainly reflected in Tuesday's results, as you saw a number of anti-school choice incumbent Republicans be defeated by pro-school choice candidates. And Governor Greg Abbott, of course, has made that his top legislative priority. It is what has driven a lot of his endorsements in the Texas legislature throughout this cycle. The 12th, also dealing with election integrity, the Texas Constitution should be amended to require proof of citizenship before any individual registered or can be registered to vote. 96% agree with that. The last one, number 13, protecting Texas land, states that Texas should ban the sale of Texas land to citizens, governments, and entities from China, Iran, North Korea, and Russia. 95.24%, 95% plus, right, of Republican voters say that they want to see this happen. And like many other key pieces of conservative legislation, we did see this one move through the Senate. It was killed in the House, but they didn't even get a vote on it. And so these are the 13 propositions. We head into May's Republican Party of Texas convention with these ballot propositions, which will shape what exactly the legislative priorities will be and what will happen to the party platform. And as we head into this next legislative session, you can expect that grassroots conservatives, particularly Republicans, will be calling for action on these items. We'll, of course, be following all of it at TexasScorecard.com.